This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I addressed the situation to them, my teammates. They know how I feel and how I should go about the situation. You know, next time it occurs, whatever, you know, I own up to it. You know, I'm not perfect. Like I said, all I could do is just move forward and just keep playing football. And that's all I'm worried about. Nobody is out there just trying to mess up. I'm human just like everybody else out there. So, you know what I'm saying? It's my job. Like, I know what I got to do. I'm just trying to make plays at the end of the day. And, sometimes things might not go your way or whatever, but I'm doing the best I can to just keep playing. And that's all I can do is just keep trying.
Do you expect to be in the starting lineup on Sunday?
Yeah.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Doran was just kind of laughing hysterically in here before leaving. If you ever want to watch the shenanigans in studio, you want to watch Crowley and Doran prepare. It's not as interesting in me talking in the background through a window. Well, you can go to 937thefan.com, 937thefan.com, and click on the live video stream. It's right at the top of the webpage. You can watch on your phone. You can watch on a laptop. And sometimes entertaining things happen. Had no idea why he's laughing. I hope we get an explanation from that later, though. Why are Doran and Crowley messing with each other so early in the morning? Ah, that's actually normal. That happens almost every day. But yeah. Call me, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. And if you didn't catch my drift yesterday on X, I'm trying to start a trend. A hashtag trend on Twitter, hashtag move Deontay. I'm kind of over what he's doing. Now, it really does seem, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. You can comment today if you want, and I'll be repeating some sentiments while kind of changing my tone on others. I feel like professional athletes have these feelings and have these thoughts and express themselves in certain ways, and I get that on one hand. And part of me feels bad for Deontay now just because he had to go up in front of people and he seemed just, I wouldn't call it withdrawn. Like, that tone that he had there throughout most of that press conference was, I mean, just very, like, plain, very flat tone. Almost sounding like he was a little bit, like, fearful because, like, he didn't realize at the time that, like, his actions were going to be so exposed like that. And we as fans hold him accountable to that because if that play breaks big, that is a pivotal point in the game. And thank goodness it didn't, but Deontay had an opportunity to get the football back. And I think that's why we all are frustrated because, you know, not only did he not get the ball back when the defense recovered? It could have been broken for a big play, and he is one of 11 members to be able to defend and prevent that. He just kind of gave himself up because he wasn't involved in the play. So, I mean, he didn't think that was that one simple action was going to turn into this. He got exposed, and we rightfully should be criticizing him for what he's doing. But again, I mean, part of him looked like, you know, a little bit nervous and hesitant to me. Like, he didn't know how to grapple with his feelings. It didn't seem like he knew exactly the right tone to answer these questions, so he seemed flat to me. He seemed a little, you know, on edge. Until I got that question, that last one. Do you expect to start? Yeah. And then that all kind of went out the window, though, because he's still, you know, he still thinks he's going to start. There's no true accountability to that regard. Well, I can't even say that. If you apologize to your team, that's some sort of accountability. But I mean, like, there's no, like, he's not gonna lose playing time for that. And perhaps Tomlin just, I guess, trusts him that that's not going to happen again, and that addressing the team is really the biggest of the punishments, to tell your team, like, hey, you know, I shouldn't have done that, and that was bad, and that was a mental error. Now, I also hate the people who kind of, you know, like, they say I'm human, you know, like, oh, I'm not perfect. I think we use that line too much because we understand that he's not perfect. We understand that mistakes are made. I mean, a lot of times when I was playing baseball, and I would hear coaches just say, you know, you can make physical errors. Things are going to happen. Don't make mental errors. Make sure that you're still in the right mindset. Make sure you're giving the best effort, and you'll be fine. As long as you're giving a good effort, we don't care. And that's just one of those things, though. It goes back. I mean, it all ties to the same thing. Like, he can say he's not perfect, and that's fine. And things are going to happen, you know. But when everything is so much more scrutinized when you make more money. And that's how this rolls. He's more scrutinized because he's the highest paid receiver on the Steelers right now. They're investing the most money at that position on him. Him as the individual. So we're going to hold him more accountable to what he does because he's making more money. And that's just the nature of it. And he is human, and that's fine. But, like, that kind of thing doesn't happen with everyone. And that's kind of where I think, like, that comment about him being human, like, I think that's overused because, on one hand, you know what, you're not wrong. We're all human. You're human. You make mistakes. On the other hand, though, that's something, that type of effort and attitude is always within your control as an athlete. So I don't always buy when people say that. I don't always buy when athletes say that, and I'm not convinced by that answer here. I mean, he seemed timid. He seemed like he wanted to defend himself, though, while kind of being withdrawn from the press conference because, you know, he didn't want to say anything. I mean, he definitely was trying to not say anything that was going to give some, you know, media members something to bite on. I think that it's just a huge deal for fans to understand that something like that happened where he did indeed apologize. But just the comments about, you know, are you going to start? Yeah. Okay, well, so the apology was good enough then, I guess, for Tomlin. Ray Fittipaldo came on yesterday on the Fan Morning Show and said that he expects punishment. Perhaps Deontay's playing time will not suffer as a result of his actions from the game on Sunday. But I just have a gripe with people who do that. We all know we're human. We all know we're not perfect. But there's a level of, like, nobody expects perfection, but there's a level of functionality that you need as a person when you're doing a job. Right, like on the radio here, like, we're not perfect, you know, you hear Crowley and me and, you know, stumble upon our words all the time. And you understand that we're not perfect, but even in our mistakes, we still entertain you. If we, you know, turned off our mics and had dead air on the radio the whole time during the show just because we made one mistake, you would be upset about that because you expect us to entertain you. That's kind of the same thing. And I could be like, oh, we're not perfect. We let our emotions get in the way. Right, but like, you guys wouldn't care because, like, we're specialists at radio. Right, like, we are professionals at talking about topics on the radio, specifically in sports. I mean, it's the same principle. If you have a professional athlete, you expect that athlete, as a receiver, you would expect him to block on a run, which he really didn't do, and then you would expect him to be aware of the play through the whistle, watching the ball. Like, that kind of stuff is always within athlete's control. That stuff is within the everyday person's control. And especially when you're getting paid so much, the scrutiny is just there by nature. Because the Steelers are investing so much in him, and we as fans are paying. We're investing in the team, and that's just not the effort that, like, that's all within his control. And that's different. Like, again, like, physical things, they happen. You know, sometimes you're just having a bad day. And, like, you try as hard as you can, and you can't get anywhere. And that happens. But, you know, like, at least most of the time, even if things are going not an athlete's way on a certain day, you usually see the effort there and they're trying. And they're frustrated, and they get frustrated, like, on the sidelines in a dugout, on the bench. They get frustrated over there because they know, this is bad and I don't like this. But, like, as soon as you step on the field and you let those emotions consume you when you're on the field, like, that's all within an athlete's control. And we all have control of our emotions as well as people. We're all human and we make mistakes, but, like, that's one of those mistakes that is completely and always and permanently in your control, is how you give an effort on each play. So I'm not buying his "I'm human, I make mistakes" thing. Like, there is a threshold where I believe that excuse doesn't work, because he was in control of his attitude and he was in control of his task in that moment, which was to block and just to be aware of the play through the whistle. And I believe that the CBS announcers even said too that the referees did a good job of not blowing the whistle to give the play an opportunity to flesh out, so if they went to review, that they could overturn a play without, like, stopping it, like letting it go all the way through. So I don't think there were any whistles blown. The officials did a good job of staying out of the way. So I'm not buying too many of his excuses from that regard. If he did indeed apologize to the team, I think that that's good, and that's a good step, and that's a way to hold a guy accountable. But I don't necessarily buy his answers when he spoke in that press conference. We're all human, great, but there's still a level we expect for him to function, and he did not, and it was something completely within his control that could have cost the Steelers big time. All right, 412-928-9370. Got some callers on the line that want to talk. Let's start with this one. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, it's Anthony, my friend.
All right, what's up?
Can I give people your nickname of the origins? Harry Callis.
Yeah, go ahead.
The great Philadelphia announcer who you used to, back in the 70s, had a NFL show with the great Pat Summerall.
That Harry I didn't Callis. Know.
Yeah. Back in the 70s, there was the NFL would have a rerun of all the games,
mm-hmm.
and Harry Callis was the announcer, and Pat Summerall was the co-announcer, and they would replay all the great games back in the 70s. That's how we, between Monday Night Football, which would show highlights, but that football show, which was an hour long, showed all the games, and that was really exciting in the 70s, because you didn't have much, you only had three stations.
Right.
It was very so that's where your name came from, for all those who, why do you call him Harry? That's where it comes from.
Yeah, Pony gave me that nickname. Is that all you wanted to talk about, Anthony?
No, I wanted to say this quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
I know the media is focused in on this Johnson issue, but there's a big game coming up Sunday, and I hope the players are more focused on Kyler Murray, and because they have victories to have to think about. This issue is hopefully in the players' mind gone into ether, because they can't make any slip-ups. These games are very important for this team, so I hope they're more focused than the media. The media's obsessed with this, and like most of us who love football, I've moved on, man. I'm ready for victory Sunday.
Thanks, hey, man. I hear you, Anthony. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I hope the players have gotten past it as well. Here's why I keep talking about it and I keep harping on it, because Johnson has had this kind of attitude throughout, like, the whole season, and he's seemed to develop this type of attitude since he's been in the league. So I get concerned about how much he has moved on from this stuff. Like, if this keeps happening, like, I don't necessarily trust right now that he's going to get it together. I don't trust that this is the last time something's going to happen. And it was just such a serious thing. Like, it was such a pivotal play in that game that could have gone so wrong that, like, you want no question that he's going to give an effort enough to either retain possession of the ball once it's been fumbled, or at least stop the guy on defense, work to stop the guy on defense who has the ball. So that's why I keep talking about it. I don't think it's a useless point for us to talk about, you know, as media guys and professionals. Like, I don't think it's an overstated topic because Deontay Johnson has had a history of this now for a while, and this was just a new low point for him. I'm with you, Anthony. I hope that the players have moved on, and if they indeed did, and Deontay did indeed move on, and he'll not have as much of an attitude moving forward, and he'll give an effort on every play that he's in until his career is over, then, like, I'm good. I don't necessarily trust that right now, though, because if something crucial happens again and he does something like that again, I'm going to be furious, and I'm still going to be on the train of moving him. I hope they move him by the offseason, and I think that's also why it's important to talk about, because, like, how valuable is he if he can't make routine plays and he has a poor attitude enough to not try on plays? So that's why I talk about it. From the player standpoint, though, Anthony, you're correct. I hope they moved on. I hope that, you know, Deontay was held accountable to the point where he understands and he'll move forward, and, you know, with better incentive to play. You're right. From that perspective, I hope the players have moved on. But again, I talk about it in particular because that should never happen, and I hope to goodness it never happens again, because his attitude has a direct correlation with, you know, how well the Steelers can do. He is their best receiver. No, I'm sorry. I think George Pickens is their best receiver. He's their highest paid receiver, and they're short on receivers. That's their big problem right now. They need him to succeed at this point. I do hold that opinion highly. They need him to succeed, and they can't afford for him to have a nonsense attitude like that anymore. All right, I'll take one more caller before the break. 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy?
I just wanted to say that aren't wide receivers supposed to be some of the fastest players on the field? That I sent a video of DK Metcalf chase down somebody. Like, everybody else seems like they gave up on the play, and he caught them before the goal line. It was an interception or something, a fumble recovery. And, I mean, it's just like the lack of effort, and it just blows my mind that these guys are getting paid this much money to just, you know, give up.
Exactly, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Exactly. Yeah, and Doran talked about that on Monday. I mean, it was a great point. Like, you, as a professional athlete, your effort should never be questioned. The one thing you should never say about a professional athlete, you should never be able to say for certain, is that an athlete doesn't care or doesn't give the proper effort. And Deontay Johnson made that very hard to defend the way he did that. And I think that's why he had to address it this week, because his effort, like, there was no defending how he handled that play. That's a great point by Doran, and I think that's one of those points that's true. You should never question an athlete's effort, and that was such a play where he was so withdrawn from the play that you know we as fans are just like, this is what we're investing in, this is what we have to hope for. So I get it. Yeah, Jeremy, thanks for the call. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'll have a brief time to talk when I come back before the Fan Morning Show pre-show, which comes your way at 5:40 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th at SunChevy.com. Still going to be cold outside. It's high of 51 today, low of 30, overcast skies mostly all throughout the day. Then tomorrow, high of 47, low of 39, 70% chance of rain tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.